Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is an entrepreneur, author, and pastor who is dedicated to encouraging others through the Word of God. His passion is to help people grow to their full potential, mentally and spiritually. He is the author of the Hidden Fruit book series. And he asked this question: what if the life you are seeking is hidden in plain sight? We have been blinded to the blessings God has designed for us. It is time to open our eyes and live a fruitful life. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Robert Bass. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, and I'm totally excited to hear your story, especially the story behind this fruitful series. I know that your focus is for people to grow spiritually and mentally. And as a pastor, it is natural to think about the spiritual, but it's so interesting that you're bringing in the mental aspect of it as well. So I would just love to hear the background story for this.
Yes. So I started writing this book several years ago. For anyone listening that's an author, you understand it's a journey to write. So I actually finished this book in 2019. And, you know, the Lord just didn't have me release it yet. And so I sat on it and I waited for God to, you know, allow me to release the book, which I think is so important for people writing a book, to allow God to speak into when they should release it. Timing is very important. And so I waited several years before I released the book. And, you know, it's a book that I've seen so many people who just don't have joy, who just don't have peace. And, you know, as someone who follows Jesus, there is something available for us. Yeah. You know, Jesus has done so much for us. He's paid the price. And we have hope. And so this is so important for us to realize. This is why I wrote the book. I hope and my prayer in this book is that people would realize that there is hope, that there is love, that you can have a life of joy, that peace is available even amongst the crazy life that we live. And so that was just a quick overview of kind of why I wrote the book, is because I seen so many people, especially Christians, who just didn't have joy.
Yeah. And are there any particular situations that just really said, gosh, we need this book?
Yeah, you know, I've been through my own journey in my life. I've been through several motorcycle accidents. I had to learn to walk again. And in that season for me personally, was a time where I really reflected on, okay, I'm going through this in my own life. What's available? I had to learn to walk again, so I couldn't walk. I had to depend on other people to help me. And in that season, it's easy to be depressed. It's easy for your joy and your peace to just be robbed with you. The bills are piling up. They just kept getting higher and higher. And your peace can go really fast. And so in my own life, I began to realize I had a choice. Who was I going to depend on? What was I going to depend on? Was I going to allow my life to fall into depression and anxiety and fear? Or what was I going to do? What path was I going to take? And so that was really eye-opening for me in my life to begin to say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put my strength and my hope in you and not in my own ability.
Yeah. And some people would say, oh, that's easy to say, but how did you really do it? And so what, we know that our mind has to be set in the right place, but what actions did you actually take to ensure that you were, in fact, trusting God for your joy, for your peace?
Yeah, that's a great question. The practical is so important. And so what I did, we'll just talk about that season when I was in my motorcycle accident. I had to practically focus my mind every single day. I would wake up, you know, even in the middle of the night and be in pain. And so I had to say, okay, I could focus on this pain or I could focus on what God had to say. And so I had to open my Bible almost every hour. I had to pray. I had to write things down. I had to get some of my thoughts out of my own mind instead of dwelling on them and thinking about them. I had to write them out. I had to get it out, which was actually how I wrote my first book, is because I began to get my story out. I was writing about how hard it was to trust God in that season. And so my first book actually came out by me getting out what was inside of me. The pain, the struggle, being honest, and including other people. And so that was so huge for me, is not trying to do the journey alone, to practically invite people in. Yes, it means you have to be vulnerable. Yes, it's hard a lot of times to include people in and to trust others, but it was so important to my healing process. I wouldn't be here today without people in my life that stood up, my family, friends, and my church that stood up to help me in that season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people struggle with the facade that Christians have to appear so strong, you know, when they're going through. But I love this fact that you talked about being honest, because it is something I personally do in my everyday life. We can honestly talk to God. What got you to the point where you were like, okay, I'm going to be honest about how I'm feeling here, Lord, and I'm just going to pour it all out to you?
Yeah, I realized I couldn't do it. I really hit the end of myself, what I was capable of doing. And that is a very hard place to be, a healthy place to be. Hopefully we don't have to have a tragedy in our life to get there. But there is a season in our life where we need to realize I've done everything I can. I've hit my capacity, my wisdom, my strength, emotionally, physically. And so I got to a point where I realized I can't do it. I really can't. And so instead of choosing to go down a path of staying alone and falling into depression, I said, okay, I know one way out and I need help. And that's other people, that's trusting in God. And so that really, I had a choice. I was faced with a choice. Okay, done everything I can. Where do I go from here? And that moment in our life is so important because it will define our future and where we're going.
Yeah, and it really speaks to where our mental health will be as a result. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, because if we can begin to allow people in, it really does bring us hope. And hope is so important, because to know that there is hope, man, you'll have doctors that'll tell you, people who are sick with different illnesses in the hospital, when they have friends and family and even people of faith that are trusting God, they live longer. And the world and science will define it as hope, right? That they are striving for something. And so, because it really does something to us inside, where it changes the way we think, it changes our emotions. I love to wake up every morning and have declarations, things that I'm declaring for the day, that I'm believing in, because God does say without faith, it's impossible to please him. And so I really believe we have to speak some things out in faith, tell God what we're wanting in my life. And so I even, another practical point is when I began to start my business after the motorcycle accident, I went to a mentor. And one of the first things he told me was go to your five closest friends. There's your friends again, and tell them what you want. Tell them how you want to succeed. What do you want to see in 5 years? And that is hard. That is hard to speak those things out, what we want. But it was so healthy because, you know, we think people are going to shame us, but they really do come alongside you and encourage you, and in healthy ways hold you accountable, which really does help with our mental health in times, in difficult times and in hard times.
Yeah. And I would say that as you go through these incidents, you sort of build a spiritual grit and you become stronger in this area and can help you in other areas. Would you not agree?
Amen. For sure.
Yeah. So now you have written three books. Now you mentioned your first book was as a result of recovering from this motorcycle accident. And then you have a second book, and then you have this third book, which I mentioned earlier. Can you tell us a little bit about each book and what you hope people get out of those books?
Yeah, the first one was me looking back at my past and realizing it had a purpose. You know, God did a lot. I learned a lot in that season. That was the first book, Past a Purpose. The second one was Purpose on the Path. Okay, I'm going through this in my life, whether it's good or bad. What's the purpose? What am I meant to learn? It's almost like a self-reflection as we journey on the path we're on. What are we meant to learn from it? How can we grow in this season? And then this latest book, Hidden Fruit, is I just really seen so many people who just didn't have joy. But yet I read in the Bible in Galatians 5 where this is a fruit of God's presence. And so if God is with me, then these things are available. And so I really began to see so many people who just did not have any even self-control. I used to be a personal trainer. People will try to exercise and eat healthy, but guess what? The fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control. So we're actually not even meant to do these things outside of trusting God and in His strength. And so I'm very passionate, as you can tell, about sharing this message because it's meant to bring us hope that we can experience something that maybe we've never even experienced in our entire life.
Yeah, and let's talk about this third book a little bit more because you delve into the fruits of the Spirit. What more specifically do you want people to experience as a result of that book?
Great question. So I'll give your listeners a sneak preview into the book. And so one of the things that makes this so unique, other authors have written about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not a new subject for those that follow Jesus. But what makes this unique is when I had finished the book, and I felt like God hadn't released me to share it, I woke up one night and began to write more. And what I found, what came out was this letter from a father to their child. I have a 12-year-old son at the time of this recording. And so what I have found is it is so important for him to know my voice, for me to encourage him, to speak over him. And so what has come out is before each of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, so before love, is a letter from a father to their child telling them how to experience this love. You see, it's one thing to know that, oh, I'm loved by God, right? It's one thing to know love. Oh, I should love other people, but to experience love. Now, when I went through my motorcycle accident, I experienced love. People helped me. They picked me up to physical therapy. They brought me food. They brought me to church. I experienced God's love. And so my hope for people in this book is this is a very unique part because so many people just don't have their affirmation from their earthly fathers through different circumstances. Even me as a dad, I don't always get it right, you know? And so my hope in this book is people would be able to experience these fruit of the Holy Spirit and not just read about it.
Yeah, I love it. So what is next for you?
Well, God is stretching me. I am I'm originally from Mississippi, small town on the Gulf Coast. And so God has been stretching me to take this message out actually to the entire world. And so He is challenging me. I've already been able to release the book internationally, but He's asking more of me. So I'll be traveling, speaking all over. And so I will be going out stretching. I'm currently living in near Jacksonville, Florida, but God is asking me to travel. And so that makes me a little nervous. But like I said, you know, God is asking us to trust Him and to put our faith in Him. And so even as a pastor, we have to trust God and put our faith in Him that He knows best and that He's going to reach the people that He loves.
Yeah, I love it. So how can people connect with you as well as your books?
Yep. So you can find me on all the major social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Robert A. Bass. Robert A. Bass on all the social media. And then for the book, you can actually get it at hiddenfruitbook.com. I have a website where you can purchase it right there. Or you could also get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google, Apple, all the other major book distributors.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your message of hope with us today. And to the CWS audience, if you are struggling with the concept of hope, make sure you connect with him. He has something to unfold into your life if you are willing to receive it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.